This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival Bobi Wine has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned-lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
President-elect Joe Biden is filling out his State Department team with a group of former career diplomats and veterans of the Obama administration. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Wendy Sherman is the pick for Deputy Secretary of State, while Victoria Nuland is slotted to be Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Those are the second and third highest-ranking posts at the State Department. Sherman led the Obama administration's negotiations leading to the Iran nuclear deal and was also involved in talks with North Korea during President Bill Clinton's second term. Nuland served as an Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs during the Ukraine crisis. Biden says the team, with Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State, embodies his core belief that America is strongest when it works with its allies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The Brazilian jungle state of Amazonas received more emergency supplies of oxygen and respirators Saturday as the military and neighboring Venezuela scrambled to alleviate an unfolding humanitarian crisis caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. The Air Force said it had evacuated 12 patients from hospitals in the state capital, Manaus, to the northern city of São Luís overnight, with hospitals at the breaking point with no oxygen supplies and overflowing intensive care wards. Mass graves were dug in Manaus during the first wave of the pandemic last year. Harrowing scenes are again emerging in the second wave of doctors and relatives running out of supplies and equipment while trying desperately to keep patients alive. On Saturday, Brazil reported more than 1,000 virus-related deaths for the fifth day in a row. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched on Saturday one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Sanitation worker Manish Kumar became the first person in India to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in the country. Indians won't have a choice between the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine and a government-backed homegrown one from Bharat Biotech, whose efficacy is not known. Both are being produced locally. India has reported the highest number of coronavirus infections after the United States. The country wants to vaccinate around 300 million people with two doses in the first 6 to 8 months of the year.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Cities, towns, and villages across France were practically empty Saturday night as residents stayed home and businesses shut to observe a nationwide curfew intended to help stem the spread of the coronavirus. The curfew was brought forward 2 hours to 6 p.m. and will run until 6 a.m. In addition, beginning Monday, anyone traveling to France from outside the European Union will have to show a negative test result and self-isolate for a week upon arrival.
And we're in the press count. Engine start.
NASA's Deep Space Exploration rocket, built by Boeing, briefly ignited all four engines of its behemoth core stage for the first time Saturday, cutting short a crucial test to advance a long-delayed U.S. government program to return humans to the moon in the next few years. The engine test was a vital step for the space agency and its top SLS contractor, Boeing, before a debut unmanned launch later this year under NASA's Artemis program, the Trump administration's push to return U.S. astronauts to the moon by 2024. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.